Hello gamers, and welcome to the Super Ultra Podcast Arcade, episode 156. I'm your host, Dominic Stalwart, and with me is my co-host, Daniel Nicholson.
What's up, man?
Man, it's going. It's been a rainy week.
Yes.
April showers. Mm-hmm. April showers.
Bring August flowers.
And it actually feel like somewhat April weather, man. I mean, it's like it's been nice. It hasn't been too hot. Well, today is like the most humid I felt probably this week. Like this morning, but overall, it's been all right. I think it was a little warm yesterday, but overall, most of this week hasn't been too hot. Which is, this is not the August of old. I can tell you that right now. This is definitely not the August of old. Come on, something's got, I mean, obviously, something's going on with this world. I don't know, it's climate change, something, but I'm just want to know why is this August. Last August has not been super hot the last so many years now. I just remember always being like 90 degrees and suffering.
Yeah.
In August. I mean, hell, the overall fucking summer. It's like, this hasn't been like super hot. You know, it's just, what the hell. But, I mean, I shouldn't be complaining because I do like it. What else has been going on? What's been going on around the world? Any big news been going on around the world? Anything good? Nothing really good.
Not really. Not good. Bad. Maybe really bad, but not good.
Yeah. what's really bad? What news are you talking about?
Possible wars with North Korea. Possible military actions in Venezuela.
Yeah, well, that's new. But the North Korea thing, that's always going to be a topic. It's always going to be there. So, I might as well, you can just get into that, the Google situation. Let's get that out of the way real quick. That's the news that's been going on this week. The whole Google employee put out, well, the link memo wasn't put out there. Of him stating what he feels about hiring women in the workplace, and it wasn't good. It wasn't so much on the positive of hiring women for the workplace, but he brought some points, which they weren't like super ridiculous points. It wasn't like points of like women like just like, oh, they were because they complain too much or some crap like that, you know. Nothing stereotypical or anything, but basically that's been an uproar. I know I've seen a lot of people talking about it on Twitter and stuff, so I was like, what the hell is going on with this? And when I read the report, and I read some of the things he said on memo, I didn't read everything. You actually, technically, you probably read more than I did, but some of the things, like, I mean, I don't totally agree, but I can see where he's coming from, but I just say this. You keep, to me, I just say, look, I wouldn't even bring this up. It's like, I would just keep it to myself, because the way things are now, especially like a memo, do an anonymous letter or something. It's like, just, I don't know, because now that's leaked out, of course, they had Google fired him. Which I believe he wouldn't be fired if it was just like it was not known. Like you said, it would have been done internally. They would talk to him and stuff like that, but they'd probably do something and then leave it be. Yeah. But now it's out there, he gets fired, and yeah.
And they get brownie points.
It doesn't look great. Yeah. Now, the only reason I really kind of bring it up, really, is because, Google, I mean, it's not really game, but it is, you know, tech. But Blizzard, recently, they had a leak. I was like, oh no, Blizzard too?
They don't like finally going to get those Tracer like nudes.
Yeah. Oh no, they had a leak of somebody saying how they should hire women, or like, also about how, like, women are, like, the amount of women leaving, I believe, too. Like, the discrepancies there. Basically, the positives of, like, having women in the workplace. Yeah. I was like, huh. What a coincidence that this gets leaked out after the Google incident. It's like, was this a real leak? Or are you trying to get some brownie points here? You were trying to say, like, hey, see, like, we're trying to work to get more women in here.
Leaked by head of PR.
Exactly. It's like, that is so weird that that gets leaked out after this whole shenanigans happen. I said, I don't know about that. Because I'm a skeptical guy, so I'm like, I can't believe this. I mean, look, hey, it's great that you're doing that. I'm totally cool with that. But just that you're having to state that right after what happened here and saying it's leaked too. Come on. Come on. I think that's a little ridiculous. But yeah, that's been going on. Now, how do you feel about him being fired? You think he should have been fired for what has happened?
Honestly, I've read about 90% of this memo here, and firing him essentially just kind of proves what he said in this. Like, the thesis of this memo...
Yeah, I would say that too.
Yeah, the thesis of this memo is that by focusing on one group, like, in this instance, it's women... By focusing all your attention on hiring and retaining women, you're closing off the discussion. You're not making things more diverse. You're shutting that down because you're trying to cut off difference of opinion. And by you firing the guy with a dissenting opinion, kind of proves his point.
And it's like, yeah, I kind of think, I mean, to me, it's like this, like, even morally, I think he shouldn't be fired, even still, because it's like, these weren't, like, I mean, reading this, I don't feel like, this ain't a guy, like, he just coming off, like, I hate women, like, it just can't, we can't be with them, we can't work with them, they can't
do this. No, I didn't get that at all from this man.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get that. Now you might not agree with it, but it didn't seem of something that comes from hate or being discriminative towards them. But as a PR standpoint and of you being a big company, I would have fired them too. I kind of see why they did, and I probably would have, because that's what it's all about, is what you. But your company, you know,
in
what's
our
the face
current
of the
social
what it looks
climate,
like
I would tend to agree that if I was in charge of this company, that firing him might be the right way to go. But that's To me, that's based on irrational reactions to this letter, though. Like, there is nothing that inflammatory in this letter, and maybe I'm biased because I'm a white male and I don't face any of the stuff, but it really doesn't even seem like he's not saying that hiring women is bad. He's essentially just saying the way that we're going about focusing on one group and not giving equal attention to everyone is kind of the opposite of what your stated end goal actually is, which is diversity.
And I totally understand that. I totally understand what he's saying. And in some points, I do agree with. And like I say, it's mostly just unfortunate it got leaked out. That's what it is. That's really what it is. It's unfortunate it got leaked out because it doesn't seem like a fireable offense. But like you said, the climate we're in, and like I said before, that this is a big company, Google. You gotta save face. It looks good to fire him. It looks good to fire him. Because the mind people that don't agree, they're not as loud.
The vocal minority is gonna be on top of this, and for them to be appeased, you gotta get rid of the guy.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. And I still think Blizzard that was bullshit. I still call bullshit on Blizzard. That's what I put out there. But yeah, I don't have an answer. Like, I don't have an answer of how we can fix this. How we can fix, like, more women in the tech field, or minorities, or mm-hmm. minorities in the tech field also. That other than overseas minorities. Because that's what it mostly is. It's more them right. in the tech field than mm-hmm. blacks in this country, or even the Hispanics in this country. I don't know what's, like, the real answer. I mean, the only thing I can think, you have to go to the schools. You have to go to schools. You got to go right back to schooling in public schools, which I definitely don't know how to fucking fix that. All I can say is, like, mm-hmm. throw more money at it. I don't know where you're going to get the money from. Like, don't pay China. Don't worry about paying China's debt. Just put money in the school. You're not going to pay them off anyway. Do what I do with my student loans. Just don't even worry about them. And say, fuck it. I'll leave that to my children or something. But, you know, but like, so, I mean, I don't, I only see, because it seems that's going to be the route for me. For me, it seems like that's going to be the route. You got to start when they're young and mm-hmm. start from the beginning, which is schools, which it's a big problem. Public schooling is a big problem. That's what most minorities right. are. They're in public schooling, and that's shit. Apparently, because everybody talk about going to private schools. There's a reason for that. How you fix that? I have no idea. I have no idea. I wish, and if there's an answer, I want to know it. So I love to fix that problem. And because you got to get people interested in that field. And that's where start. And I mean, and women too. Because also, I see how many women are going to that field also. Like, what's the numbers? And then go why they're not interested in it.
And that's what it always comes down to for me when I see stuff like this. I'm just not motivated enough to, like, because you always end up seeing one side of it when something comes out like this. And, you know, maybe that side might be completely wrong. But it's like I'm never motivated enough to dig down into this stuff as much as you really have to get the entire picture.
Really, yeah, you do. Because most people who are here who just argue, like you said, the one side of, like, just hire these people. I'm thinking, like, do you know why they're not hiring? Do you just think it's just misogyny? Is it just misogyny? Because if it is, that would be so easy. It's like, oh, it's just misogyny.
Yeah.
They're just assholes. Yeah. Just get rid of those assholes then. Then we all fix it. But I know the world's mm-hmm. much more complicated than that. I wish it was just simple as just like, oh, he's just a racist. Well, thank God, you get rid of that dude. Yeah. We're gonna be just fine. Black people just come on and Google. I mean, they're all gonna be all up in there. But I know it's more than that.
Yeah, that's what for me. Like this issue always comes back or gets tied in with like the wage gap issue, where women aren't paid as much for the same job, because and that's one of the ones where I actually hear both sides of it. But I've never looked myself into the actual facts of the matter and like statistical proof, because it's like the one side is, you know, women only get paid 75% or whatever of what a man makes. And then the other side is, well, the reason for that is because they take lower paying jobs typically, so they're taking the average of everything that women make versus the everything that a man makes. And it's like, okay, well, is that true or is that true? If I go to Google and I find two people, one man...
You can't go to Google because they don't like women. That's true. You gotta go to,
If I go to Blizzard... and I get a man and a woman. They start on the same day at the same exact job. They have the exact same skill proficiency. Are those people going to have the same amount of pay, or is the guy going to be paid more than the woman? Oh, so
it's whoever has the biggest
probably
penis.
The man. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's one of those things where like. I feel like the statistic you can't get the level of one-to-one comparison because everything isn't the same. you can't essentially test this in a vacuum, because everything that you do is going to be affected by something when you're talking about workplace statistics. Because it's like, maybe the man asked for a raise, but then it's like, why does the man feel comfortable asking for the raise, but the woman doesn't? And then it's because society ingrains it in women that being bossy is a bad thing, but being aggressive as a man is, you know, triumphed as the thing that you have to be. And it's like,
and then people, and then blaming on saying like a woman doesn't want to be aggressive because men don't like aggressive women.
And it's just like, then how do you fix that?
It looks bad.
And it just, when society's that broken, where do you even begin?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the problem. I don't know how. You got
to
blow it up.
And that's not to say that we shouldn't try to do anything. But that's why, going back to like this Google thing, is he's not saying we shouldn't do anything about it.
Fighting.
But he's just saying the current way we are doing it, he doesn't agree with.
Yeah, new plan. Let's go back to the drawing board here.
Yeah, but that's, we always have these arguments, but no, it doesn't seem like we ever have discussions about what to do. It's like with the whole healthcare thing, with like, Democrats want this thing, Republicans want this thing, but it's always just them saying, fuck the other side, we shouldn't do that, fuck the other side, we shouldn't do that. It's never them actually coming together.
Yeah, exactly.
And some would argue that Obamacare eventually became that because he had to get anything passed, because, you know, everything was just, fuck Obama, we're not doing anything for him, so Obamacare became what it became because he actually compromised with Republicans. But nowadays, like, you look at it and it's like, okay, we're getting rid of their shit, we're putting in our own thing. Okay, we can't get in our own thing, fuck it, we're getting rid of their thing. And it's like, okay, well, if the first thing didn't work where you can't get rid of their thing,
I just think they really just go around the problem. You know, they're trying not to do universal health care as much as possible, but that's the only fucking
pretty
way.
Pretty much, because
it's going to fucking work.
People way. Complain about having to pay the penalty if you don't have health insurance, but that's because you need that money going into health insurance to pay for the sick people. The more people paying into it, the less people have to pay as a whole.
Yeah, but I don't like the idea of, no, I totally understand that.
But I'm saying, like, as opposed,
there. I just,
exactly, but that's
taxes.
What I'm saying,
yeah,
as
yeah.
opposed to, if
just
you just say
taxes.
That this is a tax that you have to pay, then I think, you know, there are absolutely still going to be people that complain about that because they hate taxes. But I think the stigma of it being a penalty versus it being a tax for the greater good.
Yeah, because you're paying a penalty. See, because technically, because it's pretty bad because you're paying a penalty and you still don't have health care. While I could pay, if I was paying that penalty of 300, I think it would be now, would, at least I still have health care. That's how I'm like, if that was my tax or something like that, hey, I have health care. Might be shitty, but I have it. Like, I'm paying a penalty and I still don't got it. And it's still these big companies. Like, it's not, God damn it. That's the problem. It's like they're trying to work their best around the problem. It's like, you can't work around it. Either do it or don't. That's the thing. Either do it or don't. Go back to the shitty fucking shit we had before then.
The crazy thing is essentially they just don't want to burn down the private healthcare sector. And that's a good question. If you implement universal health insurance, I'm sure health insurance companies can still survive because in Canada they have privatized healthcare in addition to universal healthcare, because sometimes you want to pay a little more and get a little better coverage. But how much would that affect our current healthcare? You know, because then I'm sure on the other side, it'll be like, well, you're going to institute universal health care, and we're going to be spending all this money on government stuff that, you know, that's a whole nother thing. It's like government is just so inefficient that they can't handle money, which I'm not going to argue with. But at the same time, is it really better under privatized people? But how many people are going to lose their jobs because it's being moved over to the government? But at the same time, then isn't the government hiring more jobs so they could take on some of those people?
That's about to say. They're probably going to hire two. I mean, look, people can say people lose jobs. It's going to happen.
And it's only going to get worse.
It happens. I mean, as time goes on, people end up losing jobs because of something may come better, comes along, or worse. You had to move on. I mean, like with technology, how technology changes and people lose jobs. I mean, look at the auto industry. Hell, look at telephones. I mean, what the fuck is an operator?
Yeah, I call her to get the time anymore? And the weather.
It's just not a thing. I mean, it's going to happen. It sucks, but you can't keep every. You can't get jobs at everything, you know. You got eventually you're gonna have to move on. I don't know. It's just you gotta look at the big. See, that's the thing. You gotta look at the bigger picture. It's always gonna be somebody that loses. But yeah.
Is it outweighed by
the
game?
Bigger than the loss? Absolutely. And I think that's why you have to look at it.
And that's why you know, Donald Trump or somebody kowtowing to people, we're gonna bring the coal jobs back, and it's like. Do we want the coal jobs back? I understand why the guy that was in a coal mine wants his job back. But if you can give him the opportunity to have a better job.
Like the argument if you say these people lose their jobs, I don't feel sorry. I feel sorry. I didn't mean that. I feel sorry. Like they lost their jobs, but we got to move on, right? We can't just keep doing this. Dirty energy here, man. This stuff is not good. We know it's not good for us. It's like, it sucks. Like, he's going to be angry. He's going to lose out. Just like other people in history have lost their jobs because of how times move on. I mean, how we moved on from different technologies. I mean, it happens.
I think that's where other companies or even the government can step in and help level the playing field. Like, you got these guys, you know, these white, like, redneck guys working in coal mines. Guess what? They complain about affirmative action. This is where, like, a different type of affirmative action could help you out because we can train you to do a different job. We can train you to work on a solar panel or something like that.
Yes, and like they did with Bethlehem Steel shut down recently, like some years ago, like four years ago, maybe like 5 years ago now. Like they gave those guys money to go to school, like school and everything, and to learn. Even though that's hard,
I was going to say, and I understand that that's not ideal. I wouldn't want to have to start all over essentially, but.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's an opportunity, and you have to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah. And I mean, you got at least give them opportunity. Like you give them some money. Like you're gonna have to put out some money for these people because they lost their jobs for a certain amount of time. You got to move on because you got to think of the future here. Because the future ain't fucking coal. I can tell you that. Like that, exactly. That's just like a regular rock, man. I don't know what the hell it is. Still sucking, shucking, taking sucking clean coal. I don't know. It's really complicated. It's a complicated place, it's no smooth way to. Fix all these problems, man.
If there was, you would hope it was already done by now.
Sucks. Yeah. All right. So let's move on to some lighter news. All right. I would say baseball, but the Orioles just lost.
Football, the Ravens won.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they beat the Redskins in preseason. Whoop-de-doo. And then overreaction, well, I would say Monday, but the games were on Thursday. So overreaction, Thursday. So overreaction Friday, it was people just complaining about the Redskins, saying, like, how they look crap. Even the guy at the Ravens was like, oh, it's just preseason. It's like, who gives a shit? It's like, it's preseason game. Like, I don't even give a damn. I was like, yes, I would like that we can just go downfield and score a touchdown, but you know what? Whatever. Mm-hmm. Besides, if I have no expectations for the season anyway, I could care fucking less. And while Ravens people, like a guy at my job, they were all saying, oh, the Ravens look good. And the guy at my job was like, man, it's just preseason. So what, it look good? It's like the Ravens, like, just from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think we're Redskins, we were 4-0 in the preseason. Did we go to playoffs that year? I think we still... I don't know if we went to playoffs that year. No, we didn't. I think we sucked. but we were 4-0. It's like, no big deal. I'm about the Lions. The year the Lions went 0-16, they were 4-0 in the preseason. Yeah. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. And that's in the year that the Patriots went 16-0, they were 0-4 in the preseason. So, it doesn't mean anything. Look, only thing I'm looking for is this. Injuries, which we did have. I forgot out of that who. I never looked deeply into it. Like, I'm just not into the details of football like I used to be, man. I'm just going to wait till the regular season happens and just watch. I'm just going to watch. I'm not going to care who the fuck is on the field. I don't care what the names are. I'm just going to watch and just see what the hell happens. But my dad, I heard he had some injuries, and it might be crucial injuries. So I'm like, well, whatever. There's other games that happen. I really don't know what's been really going on with the other teams. But yeah, football is underway. So soon the NFL will be here. I forget what day it starts. Actually, I didn't forget. I never even looked it up. When does the season start? NFL season. It starts in... Oh, God, that's preseason, you idiots. All right.
When September does the real season the first start? Game.
Yeah, with the Patriots and the Chiefs, so on September 7th, and then September 10th, Sunday is the first Sunday for games.
Yeah.
Which the Ravens are playing the Bengals. They're away. And the Redskins are home playing the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So that should be pretty good. Good division. Yeah, it's good to have the division games early. All right. So, baseball. Orioles did lose. They are... Let me look. I know they're really a lot behind Boston in the division. They are... Where's my standings at? Oh, this site is changed. Okay. There are 8.5 back of Boston. The Yankees, I think the Yankees recently, did it just beat them, Boston? I don't remember. I think they won. Oh, yes, they were up, but then they blew it, so that sucks. They did lose the last series, too, to the Angels. Right now they're playing Oakland. They won the first game, lost the second. They got two more. And the National League, the Nationals, they still got a huge lead. 14.5 up. I think Scherzer, their best pitcher, I think he came back. I'm not sure. But the Cubs have been... What? Wait a minute. Did the Cubs win yesterday? Let me look at the scores. The Cubs... Did, yeah, the Cubs did win yesterday. Yeah, the Cubs been on a roll. They've been on a roll, man, ever since the All-Star break, so they're really going to... Look like they're really going to get to the playoffs this year. They're not... Wasn't going to blow it. Oh, but the only one game above St. Louis... Oh, damn, St. Louis came out of nowhere. What the fuck? Like, Milwaukee was the team that was in the lead for the longest. Now, oh, they've fallen. God. Well, they're 3 games behind the Cubs. 2 games behind St. Louis. But yeah, I didn't expect St. Louis to come up. Okay, this is a tight race. That's a tight race in the Central. The Dodgers. here it is. It is August 12th. As of August 12th, they are 80. They have won 81 games. They already won half. They're going to be guaranteed a 500. Like this early. Like, goddamn. They're at 16 games above the next team in their division.
Wow.
Which, like I told you, this is probably the best division in baseball because the next team is Colorado, excuse me, with 65 mm-hmm. games. There's Arizona with 64, which, let me look at the, they would be number one in the Central East. Nationals have won 68 games. But still, these are tough teams. These are, they're pretty good. They're the two top wild card teams. All right. In American League, you got Boston in first. You got Cleveland in first with 3.5. Boston is 3.5 over New York. And Houston, they don't have as big a lead as they used to, but they're 13 games above the Angels. So now Houston won 71 games. So, yeah, they haven't been winning as much as they were before the All-Star break, but they have such a big lead that these other teams, I don't see them coming back unless Houston just really just bombs. But the best team in baseball is the Dodgers, and it's looking like they're going to they might win it all. Like I said, the MLB is going to give it to LA, the big market. They already get the Cubs got their World Series, so they're like, oh, now we can get to LA. And then next year we go to the Yankees.
It's about time.
That's how it's going to go. Yeah.
Been too long.
We keep it in the big markets. We keep it in the huge markets here. What else is going on? Anything in basketball? I don't care. Oh, let's see what's going on in women's basketball. As I've been really closely paying attention to it. I forget about it. Once I finish podcast. Well, once I finish the talk, I forget to even look at the scores of the games.
And here I thought you were watching every single one. I need to
put on alerts.
There you go.
I need to put on alerts. Oh, they won the last game, the Mystics. They won 80-85. That was August 6th. Damn, they haven't played since then? They only played one game since the last time we talked.
Wow.
All right, so they're 15-10, which I don't know what that means. I mean, I'm assuming they're still in playoff really position. what else is going on? Anything else? Anything else in sports? I feel like Ezekiel Elliott might be getting a suspension for the Cowboys. I still haven't really looked it up yet. I mean, I kind of hope so. Just because he's a Cowboy. Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott suspended 6 games after domestic violence investigation.
Oh, wow.
And this was reported yesterday. Okay, I didn't even know this story. I didn't know anything about this. Yeah, I just told you how much I didn't pay attention. Right. What's known about? Okay, what was this? Who did he beat up? Okay, a woman who said she was Zeke Elliott's girlfriend alleged that the NFL star abused her for 5 days in July.
5 days?
Surrounding his 21st birthday. Yeah, that's pretty short compared to other domestic violence.
Well, it's just weird that it's like 5 very specific days.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting for her to say, like, he kidnapped me and put me in a closet for 5 days or something.
She also stated he abused her another time prior to the NFL draft in 2016. Still by your man, huh? So I stop. I'm joking. But damn. Well, I guess people ain't gonna be so heavy on them this year, man.
Yeah.
What is with these people being up on women?
They're littler than them, Dominic, so it's easy to pick on them.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, the Ray Rice lady, she was the same size as
him. But he had like 200 pounds on him.
Yeah, I know. He's still, his arms were bigger than her.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see any other details, but yeah, I mean, it's a lot of shit going on. Oh, that means Alfred Morris is going to get a lot of playing time. Ex-Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, him and Darren McFadden. Oh, this three running backs. Oh, man. Hope he gets some time still. Done. They got Darren McFadden, Ronnie Hillman, and Alfred Morris. Should all battle playing time with Elliott out.
Yeah.
And watch the Cowboys still win all those games.
The way God intended, Dominic.
Yeah.
It's America's team.
That's when I'm like, what the hell is going on, Nutty? Leonard used physical force that caused injuries in Miss Thompson's face, arms, wrist, and hands.
Mm.
It was caused injuries in Miss Thompson's arms, neck, and shoulders. Oh, they got specific dates.
Wow.
7/19, he did this to, like, he did the face, arms, wrists, and hands, and caused injuries to Thompson's arms, neck, and shoulders on the 16th. Then on the 19th, used physical force that caused injuries to Miss Thompson's face, arms, and wrist, and hands. Mm. Wait a minute, that's the same tweet. Why did they put the same tweet twice up here? States that on 7/21/16, Elliott used physical force that caused injuries to her face, neck, arms, knee, and hips.
You should have worked
like everybody.
You should have worked those wrists a little better, and she wouldn't have been able to write all these down. Maybe she dictated it to Siri.
Now, the NFL letter also say it won't consider a St. Patrick's Day incident in which Elliott pulled down a woman's skirt, exposing her.
Wow. Called
it inappropriate and disturbing. What the hell was that about? Is there a video of
Oh,
that?
Goodness gracious.
Now, was she in on it? I guess she was. Maybe she wasn't in on it. They find like a big incident. Oh! No, there's a video.
Oh, goodness. Of course
crap.
There is.
TMZ Sports.
TMZ Sports, exposed, of course.
Oh, is exposed. Oh, he exposed a woman's breast, too.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a real good guy.
He said Elliott pulled down a shirt down, exposing her bare breast during a St. Patrick's Day party in Dallas. But a rep for Zeke says it was all in good fun.
Oh, of course. Checks out.
Yeah, it looked like she pulled them down. Is this the same chick? I think she pulled it down too, though.
Mm.
So I'm seeing another video. Looks like she's pulling it down herself. Mm-hmm. Elliott reaches for a second time and she slaps him away before flashing her cleavage to the crowd below. Okay. Oh, she flashed her cleavage. Okay. That's not flashing anything. People show cleavage. Just normal shirt.
That's a shirt. It's called a shirt.
Oh, shirt. I'm sorry. I said skirt. A shirt.
Oh, okay. So it's the same incident.
It just, yeah. Yeah, whatever. It was St. Patrick's Day. You're allowed to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure, Dominic. Sure.
All right. So, yes, get on. You got anything? Oh, yeah, you got anything you want to say about wrestling?
Yeah, the G1 Climax tournament finished off this morning / last night for Japan. Kenny Omega defeated Kazuchika Okada in Block B, so he's going on.
Okay, you know what? I meant to ask you this last week. So, Kenny Omega,
Canadian. He's a white guy.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's actually really entertaining. He does a lot of, he's really into video games, so he has like a move, or he has a running knee that he calls the V-trigger, which is reference to Street Fighter, of course. And his finisher is actually called the One-Winged Angel, a reference to Sephiroth.
Ooh, yeah. Fancy.
Yeah, he's really big into video games. I think Giant Bomb actually had him on playing Street Fighter one time. And he regularly goes to the tournaments. You'll see him play against Xavier Woods sometimes at some of the fighting tournaments. But he did defeat Kazuchika Okada, who is their current champ. So he moves on to the finals for Block B. And Block A is Tetsuya Naito, who is kind of the favorite. Everybody thinks he's probably going to be the one that wins this, to get his big Wrestle Kingdom moment at the beginning of next year. I'm actually all right with either of these guys winning. Both of them have kind of ongoing storylines with Okada and that championship. So it's a good time to be a wrestling fan. You know, as far as New Japan goes, we're getting close to SummerSlam. I think we're a week and a day out right now from the time that we're recording this for that. There's some stuff going on. The main event with Brock Lesnar and Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns could get very interesting. I think last week Brock Lesnar came out with Paul Heyman and said, hey, if I lose at SummerSlam, I'm gone and I'm not coming back. His contract, or, you know, I'm going to UFC probably. His contract does have, I think, two more matches on it, at least Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. But even with that being the case, I think it would probably be a good idea to take that belt off of him. It gives them a reason that he's then not on TV for the next 4 or 5 or 6 months or whatever from SummerSlam to Royal Rumble.
Hold on, what is SummerSlam?
SummerSlam is in a week and a day, next Sunday. Yeah, okay. So then to, when is Royal Rumble? January, I think. January, February? Might be February. But Brock Lesnar's going to be on off TV until then probably anyway, and I think having him say that he's going away if he loses the belt and then just coming back, say, as a surprise entrant at the Rumble, if you do want to get him in the main event of WrestleMania, you can have him win that, or you could just have whoever you want him to face at WrestleMania throw him out of the Royal Rumble. I think that works. I think that would be a good way to go. Plus, you get the belt off of him, which I am all for. Shinsuke Nakamura is going for SmackDown against Jinder Mahal for that championship. Good for Shinsuke Nakamura, but Jinder Mahal is still kind of doing nothing as champion, so that's going to be whatever. It's crazy because, like, on the Raw side of things, Bayley just got hurt. She was supposed to be in the championship match for the women's title at SummerSlam. So she's not going to be involved. It looks like it's going to be either Sasha Banks or Nia Jax. They have a match on Monday to determine who's going to go against Alexa Bliss. But on SmackDown, it's going to be Natalya versus Naomi, and Charlotte and Becky don't even have a match right now on SummerSlam. Two of the biggest women stars in their company don't even have a match on SummerSlam. It's kind of weird. Yeah, that's all I've really got to say. G1 Climax is going to be awesome. All right. So, looking forward to the finals.
So that's the last match, right?
There is one more match, the finals, and then it's over. Yeah.
Okay.
But last night was the tournament, I guess, not semifinals because of the way it's broken up, but the last match of the regular season, and now, I guess, would be, like, the postseason. All right, so what have you been watching this week, Dominic?
All right, so what have I been watching? Of course, I watched Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible.
Ooh.
I watched that leaked video.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched it hours before it actually aired.
How was the video quality on that? I saw some people complaining about that.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not as good as the regular show, but that's never deterred me from watching shit anyway, because right. I don't know. It wasn't so horrible that it wasn't unwatchable to me. Right. I don't know. I'd never been that kind of guy. Briefly, I was. Very briefly, when I realized, okay, it costs too much for getting these Blu-rays, so yeah. I'm just going to stop buying discs. I still enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't really watch it again. I was watching a little bit of it. But okay, it was a moment in this. This is the episode. That it was a Leroy Jenkins moment.
Oh, wow.
which got me, which I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what the fuck the people were talking about. People say, oh, this is Leroy Jenkins. I say, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is a Leroy Jenkins? So I had to go look it up.
Yeah.
And I said, whoa, this is old shit. Yep. This is old shit. But this is funny as shit, though.
That's early World of Warcraft right there.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, I never heard about this. And so I watched that video probably like 1,000 times. Because of how funny it was. But yeah, because it was a moment where one of the Lannisters, Jaime, he saw his moment to go after the queen. Well, the queen of dragons, Daenerys. Mm-hmm. And because she was trying to, because her dragon got shot down by arrow. But it was just down, couldn't fly because it was hurt. Mm-hmm. But it was still alive. I mean, it still had its tail was still whipping around, doing shit.
Yeah.
And he could still breathe fire. But he thought he could just get the kill, I guess. So he just went straight in, trying to get her, and then a dragon just came.
Oh, wow.
About to blow him away, but luckily someone came and saved him. But it's wrong, because, like, that's one thing about Game of Thrones. I mean, there is good sides and bad sides, but on the bad sides, there's good people. It's people you root for. But it's like, damn, but you're on the bad side, so... Ah, it's so hard. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to hate you? I'm supposed to like you? It's like, Jaime is a complicated fellow. Like, when the series first starts, I was like, man, I'm going to hate this dude. I said, this dude, he's awful. But then you grow up and say, oh my God, I actually like this dude. He's not really a bad guy. That's when you learn, like, that's what I love about Game of Thrones. It's not, only a few characters are black and white where you're like, fuck that dude. That dude is evil. Or fuck that bitch. Mm-hmm. She's evil. But then you go to respect some of those people too. Even those evil people. you respect them. You don't like them. But like some characters, you like, man, I hate this dude. But now I like him. It's like he's not. He's very complicated. It's like Jaime. It's like he's because he was born into this life, and then he loved his sister. Well, he's in love with his sister. But mm-hmm. even though she's evil and stuff, but that's the only reason he is what he is. I mean, he's with her because he loves her. If he didn't love her, he probably would have been left. But that's why he's really on that side. And yeah, so a lot of people were happy that, oh God, he did good thing. God, he didn't die. But that's why I was saying it was Leroy Jenkins because he was just wondering right in. Like, yo, what are you doing? He's like, get out of there. And it's like, even if somehow you get the kill on her, You're dead. You're dead. It's like, whatever. I mean, I guess you could say, oh, I died a hero. Whatever. I don't know. Because there's still dragons. So they just, now that, like, okay, a dragon without a queen, they're just going to go crazy. They're just going to go around and explode everything. But yeah, and somebody put a video up there, basically with the audio from the Leroy Jenkins video. Like with him saying that, it's like, let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Jaime Lannister.
that was pretty funny. And that whole episode, it was great. It was a great episode. I really enjoyed it. Like, this season's been really good so far. I'm trying to think of, like, I mean, there's been some down shows, like shows that nothing really happened. I can't really say bad. I can't think of something that I felt like, oh man, this is a horrible episode. I don't know. I mean, I like the series. The series has been pretty good. Now, I probably complain because it's like, oh, so many characters. I can't figure out what's going on. But now, things have come together because people are meeting who haven't met in so long, in years. So they're coming together now. And it's, oh my goodness. This is so good. I'm so glad it's coming. I'm actually so glad it's close to the end, even though I still got another season to go. But at least you know the end. Like, I know after this season, it's only one more season. And then I can get some conclusion.
Until the spinoffs.
To this saga. they're going to say it's going to be spinoff. But I won't care for them as much.
Yeah.
I'm going to force myself not to care about them. So don't worry about it.
I won't let you hurt me.
Yeah. All right. What else have I watched? I watched Preacher. That was pretty good. Unfortunately, it was in a deal with that guy with
the... No, I was going to ask what that weird dude was doing.
Yeah, I guess he hasn't come back in town yet. I guess maybe he might come back next episode. But his underlings, they were there. They were watching. They have cameras in their apartment. They're watching him or something. So they're waiting for him to come. But it mostly dealt with Tulip dealing with her, I don't know, I wouldn't call it depression, but it's something. She's going a lot because of what happened to her. Like, after she being attacked by this, that cowboy guy, like, it really messed her up. And also the vampire, he's going through, because his son is old, is an old dude, and... Like, you didn't realize it was a son for the longest until, like, what, two episodes ago or one episode ago? I forget. Like, first you're thinking, like, who's this guy to him? Then Tulip was like, oh, that's your father. I said, no, that's my son. Because he's a vampire, so he don't age. And his son is telling him he wants him to bite him. Because he wants him to live forever, but he doesn't want to do that to him. Because he said, live forever, you got to keep, you know, it's not as great as you think. It's like, because with him... Well, first of all, he can't go outside in the sun because he's a vampire. I mean, like, it is where he can go outside, but he has to cover himself up. You have to be under an umbrella, wrap his body up, you know, and everything. And then he also had to drink some blood or something like that. And, like, even though he can heal, like, he can cut limbs off, limbs can come off him, and if he drinks the blood, he'll grow back, but... He's like, it's still, because the girl was saying, because he asked her, like, what do you think about living forever? Like, it being me, living forever. He said, well, it's cool that you can, like, lose your fingers. He lost his fingers and then he grew back. But he said, yeah, it still hurts.
It
still hurts. But he said, like, living forever. Then he was saying, well, but you live forever, you see all the people you knew, and then they die. And then you, after a long time, you heard every joke, you know, every little thing. It's like, sometimes shits get boring. Like, I guess now it's not boring because this whole thing with the preacher in Genesis, you know, that's something that's what probably really keeping him going now. But yeah, he's in a crossroads of if he wants to do this to his son or not. So that's a cool little story going on. What else is? I think that's about it. I'm not gonna spoil too much. I started watching some of Alien Covenant because it's on Blu-ray now. Well, it's out digital on Blu-ray now. I didn't finish. I don't even at the very beginning. Like, I haven't got to know Alien stuff. They just landed on the planet. But I didn't realize how many, actors were in this movie. Like, the actor from Empire, the dude who plays the gay son on there.
Okay.
He's on that. Yeah, I didn't even know he was in this movie. Oh, also, I didn't know, what's his name who played the, Harry Osborn in the first Spider-Man?
James Franco?
Yeah, James Franco was in this.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, because, you know why? Because he dies at the very beginning, and he doesn't even come out of his pod.
But oh wow!
I still didn't know that was him until his either his wife or girlfriend. I don't know who she. I think it's his wife. She was watching an old video of him climbing a mountain. I was like, oh my gosh, James Franco, really? I said, no way I ain't see him because he dies in like the first 5 minutes of the movie, like because they come out of stasis and his pod they couldn't get open and it just gets on fire. I was like, oh, goddamn! Wow. But at least he's asleep. Yeah. At least he doesn't feel any pain or anything.
Maybe.
What'd you say?
I said maybe. That's what you think.
Yes, think he did. Well, yeah, he felt pain. He's going to scream.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I was like, oh, wow, he just got in this movie. I guess maybe he's friends with somebody. Somebody's like, oh, yes, good.
Danny McBride's in that, right? The guy from...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're friends, so maybe that's why he's in there.
No. I mean, maybe Ridley Scott, maybe he's friends with them too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Has he been in a Ridley Scott movie?
I don't think so.
James Franco?
Not that I can think of.
What else have I watched? I feel like I watched something else. I'm watching a lot of Drew Carey and Norm. just watching those shows while I'm like doing stuff in my house. I think that's it. Do I got anything else up here? Did I write anything extra? Oh, darn. I don't have my SuperPod notes up here. I didn't write anything up
here. You just had Game of Thrones, Insecure, and Preacher. You didn't say Insecure, did you?
Insecure. Nah, I didn't. Yeah, Insecure, I did watch that, and yeah, that was funny. I mean, it was funny. It's always funny. I didn't watch Ballers, though. I'm actually behind maybe just one episode of Ballers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't watch the Ballers of this week. Rick and Morty. Yes, I watched Rick and Morty. Oh, you watched that too?
I did. How did you like that episode?
Did you watch the last one before that one?
I watched the first episode of this season and the Pickle Rick one, because the second episode was locked on the Adult Swim website.
Okay. Yeah, Pickle Rick. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I like that.
I really like it. Yeah.
It's like, did you just become a pickle so you didn't have to go to this therapy with us?
He's like, no. You say, what is that syringe right there? Like, it looked like it's time for when we leave. It's supposed to come down and then down on you. He's like,
does this have anti-pickle serum in it? And then when he goes down into the sewer and just starts fucking destroying the rats and building a body.
I know, yeah. He just does all this stuff to build himself like a super pickle, basically.
And then he kills, like, the Russian mafia for... because they trapped him in the building.
All this just to avoid going to therapy, which he ended up being in.
Yep. Yeah, I like that show.
But, yeah, that's... It's just pretty damn funny. I think that's it. I think that's all I watched. So I've been going to sleep on Cleveland show.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Now I found out how, because you said, I remember a while back, you were asking about, like, a show that where somebody picked the mascots. They went by the mascots to pick the winner of the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. They went by which mascot could beat up which mascot.
Is that what it was?
That's how they picked the winners. Yeah, it was Cleveland show. And that's why I was surprised. I was like, I didn't think you watched this show.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Like, you watched every episode?
I think so. I can't remember, to be honest with you. I think maybe the last season I didn't. But that was because I wasn't watching, like, any of those shows anymore. I had already stopped watching Simpsons and Family Guy, so I think I stopped watching that, too.
I was watching it for, like, the first couple seasons. But sparingly, I will probably watch it. I just didn't like it as much. Yeah. I didn't like it. Yeah. I mean, just like that episode they had where they had, like, him not knowing his identity. Like, he's black and they say, but he does all these white things and they make fun of him about it. That was the reason. Because I was like, man, this feels weird. It's like, that wasn't the real reason. The real reason was that I didn't find it funny because I didn't care. Like, but as a joke, it's like, this doesn't feel like it's not a black cartoon. This dude does so many shit that I don't really. It feels like it's a white dude playing a black guy.
Yeah, I remember saying that.
That's what it comes off as. That was a white dude playing a black guy, and they made fun of that. I was like, yeah, that's kind of funny that they made fun of that. I mean, it was still. Actually, it had its moments. I know. Here's what the real. Now I remember. The real reason to turn me off was the fart episode. That's what turned me off because I was like, okay, I'm not into fart jokes like that. I mean, it's got to be a smart way of doing it. I mean, I know that sounds weird, but it's a smart way of doing a fart joke. Maybe they made me laugh, but they would just do it so many times. Like somebody, just like the one where. That woman who was you found was a man. I forgot her name was. She was like a her nan, like I don't know, not nanny, but like almost like a grandmother to them. But they
remember that.
She's like outrageous. She always farts. It's like outrageous. I was like, why she got a fart? I mean, it was already funny without a farty.
Yeah,
it's like why it has to be a thing. It's like come on.
Yes, the Madea-esque character.
Yeah, and then the one episode where he just farts all the time, and then he was just on stage. I was like, okay, I think I didn't even finish that episode. I was like, what the fuck?
I think that was American Dad, the one with like CeeLo as the hot tub. That's like around the time I stopped watching that. Because it just got so absurd. Yeah, it was just like, this is dumb. Like, I'm used to it being dumb, but this is a whole nother level of dumb.
Yeah, yeah, that was good. Yeah, that's a little absurd, yeah. American Dad, though I grew to like it more. Like, in the later episodes, I grew to like it. Like, I was getting tired, but it gets tiresome. Like, some episodes, I mean, overall, I think it's an okay show. I actually count someone to enjoy it. And some of the ones on TBS I saw, they were pretty funny. But it just becomes the same thing as I keep watching back to back. I know it's the same thing. Like, he acts a certain way. But they have him learn a lesson. I mean, you can argue the Simpsons the same way with Homer. But it's I don't know. Well, it's just like, didn't you already have an episode where you did this already? Like, and you were acting like an ass, and then you're like, oh no, I have to learn, like, I should be more caring about you. Like, with his wife. I said, you already did this before. What are you doing? And that's the problem with The Simpsons, too. The writing got bad to me in later years. But then when I look at the later episodes, I'm like, they had an episode like this years ago. I was like, this is the same fucking thing. It's just like, oh, God. I mean, I guess when you go through, like, 5,500 fucking seasons, you're going to have to repeat yourself. Yeah. But I'm actually mad because, like, oh, it was done so much better a long time ago. I was like, come on. All right. So I guess we can move on. We can finally get to video games.
All right.
So what have we been playing? So you can start off. What you been playing?
All right. So I mostly spent my time with more VR stuff this week. What? You gonna say Horizon?
Yes.
I did try doing the remote play thing, but since we have our consoles set up to, you know, yours being my dominant one, anytime I try and remote play, it instantly wants to go to yours.
Can you remote play my games?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Like when I think it was Sunday last week when I tried doing it and I logged in and it came up. I was like, oh, awesome. And then I saw Persona 5 on there. I was like, oh, wait a second. And then I look at it and I'm like, nah, this is Dominic's. Let me log out real quick. I'm just going to turn it on one day and start playing. And you're going to wake up and be like, ah, what's happening? The video games are taking over. Yeah, so I haven't played any the Horizon this week, unfortunately. I did play some more Super Hot VR.
And I downloaded Horizon, but it's a disc.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't even do it.
Yeah, then I can remote play on your PlayStation.
Yeah, I'll have to take your, yeah. But what if I put the disc in here? Would it do it? Would it let you remote play from your...
I could remote play from yours. I couldn't remote play from mine.
No, I'm saying, if I put Horizon Zero Dawn, the disc, in the system, would it let you remote play the actual disc playing?
Mm-hmm.
Like a game on alpha disc?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So if I have your disc over here, you can play it. You can play Horizon. You gotta give me Horizon Zero Dawn, then. You can remote play it.
Yeah, I just don't know how. You could probably do like different save slots and transfer over my save or something. So I did play some more Super Hot VR. I beat that. Some of those last puzzles were pretty difficult, but man, that game's fun. I really like that. It's the one that I've most like just felt like I was in a VR thing and ducking and dodging and throwing bottles.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And so that was awesome. I like that whole experience. And once you beat it, you open up some different modes. Like you can do a headshot only mode where you can only kill the people if you hit them in the head, whether it's with the bottle or a gun or punching them. You always have to hit them in the head. That has made it a lot more difficult. There's also, I think it's like a hardcore version or something it's called, where the guns have like 3 bullets in them, or maybe it's like a realistic number of bullets. Well, no, because it does have limited ammo. I think it's 1 shot, actually. I'm not sure about the automatic weapons, but like the pistol only has 1 shot in it. That is crazy. Yeah, and there are a couple other ones like endless mode where you can just keep playing until you die, which is cool. I like that they give some more options for playing that. So it's because it was a relatively short experience. As much as I liked it, it did end pretty quickly, probably a couple of hours. I would say maybe like 3 hours at most. So that's really cool. I played one level of Lucky's Tale. The stuff that I was doing this week started to hit that boundary of making me feel a little woozy. The way that the camera moves independently of me moving, I think, is the real problem. I didn't try playing Lucky's Tale while seated, which I think maybe that's the ideal way of playing that. Because as I was playing, which the game itself seems pretty fun, it's a simple platformer, and it looks good, but the camera moving left to right as I'm standing still made me start to feel like as the camera would move left, my brain would think I was moving left, so I would try and auto-correct that and lean right a little bit, and then I'm like, oh shit, I'm leaning right now, and I'm about to fall over. And another one that was similar in that was a game called Ripcord, which is essentially like, it's essentially Pong in 3D. You're on this little hoverboard where if you lean left, you move left. And if you lean right, you move right. And you're trying to grab this disc and you throw it and then it bounces off the walls and, you know, the other player catches it and throws it back. And just that motion of like leaning right a little bit, but you're moving right like a pretty decent amount pretty quickly is just very disorienting. It messes with your brain a little bit. I also played a game called Dead and Buried, which is one of the games that comes free with the Oculus Touch. It's a simple shooting gallery thing. I thought there was going to be more to it, and there is a little bit more to it, but it's mostly focused on multiplayer, which I was kind of disappointed by. I wanted, because it's like Old West, but you're like a dead ghost thing that comes back to life, and you get like a revolver. And I was hoping it would be more like, oh, I can duel with the computer or something like that. Like, see if I can pull out the gun real quick. But apparently you can only do that with like two people or more online. And there's also like a horde mode apparently that you can do, but you can only do it online. And I was not able to find any games when I tried to search for that. That was disappointing. And then it wasn't really a game, but there was a thing on there called The People's House, which is a VR tour of the White House. Narrated by Michelle and Barack Obama. It kind of sucks because you can't walk around in there. It's one of those things where they set up a 3D camera and you can look around, but it's very stationary. But having never been to the White House, it was pretty cool seeing the different rooms, seeing what the Oval Office looks like. It was a little...
Have you never been?
I have not, no. Oh. Yeah, seeing like the Oval Office, but it was weird because the height that they put the camera at looked like little kids' height. Because at a certain point, as you're transitioning from like the hallway, like the grand entrance of the White House, it fades to black and then comes back up, and you're standing there. Well, I was standing there because, again, this was maybe an experience that was better if you're sitting down, but it's also weird because the camera does like slowly pan a little bit. So I feel like it would be awkward if I'm like, oh, I'm in a moving chair. Maybe I guess it would be like a Disney ride or something, but it pans back up and you're standing there right in front of Barack Obama and he's talking to you, which it was like, whoa, this is really cool because it almost feels like, you know, he's standing right there or sitting right there and talking to you. And they do the same thing with Michelle Obama, but I'm standing there and I'm face to face with him sitting down in a chair. And then they transition over to the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, and I'm like, my head, I could sit my chin on the top of the desk. It's like, this is, it's like, maybe this was shot for kids or something. But it was a really cool experience. Again, it would be nice. Like, I almost want them to 3D model it so I could just walk around and do, like, the teleport thing and then look at different things. But it was still a really neat experience. And especially, like, with the parts where Barack Obama or Michelle Obama are sitting in front of you and talking. And maybe that's, you know, my liberal bias, but I thought that was cool. I maybe wouldn't be as interested if Donald Trump was sitting there in front of me talking, but it is what it is.
I would.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, because Donald Trump, I mean, as much as I can hate him, but I like his energy. I want to know what he says. He probably say some crap. He says, like, oh, this is the picture of Lincoln. He say, they'll say, he wasn't that great.
He was the best president before me, but that's not saying much because presidents suck besides me. Yeah, that was a cool experience. But that's all I've really played this week.
All right. So I've been playing a lot of Splatoon 2.
Yeah.
I'm currently playing it now. And I've been doing really great in this game. My favorite gun is, I do not know what it's called, but I can't.
It's not the default one, right?
Sorry,
okay.
Nope. It's not that one. This one, it actually splat a lot of paint, and a lot. I mean, at once, and I don't have to.
Comparable to like a real gun in a game, would it be like a shotgun style thing?
I think
it's
more of a no, not shotgun. No, it feels maybe like a assault rifle.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you know what? Yeah, I guess it'd be more like an assault rifle. But it's not that powerful when you're shooting enemies. But it, like I said, it sprays a lot of paint around. Maybe like I wouldn't say Uzi, but I think maybe it's closer to that. I mean, because it's big like an assault rifle, but it shoots more like a Uzi. I guess compared to how much paint it pours out compared to other guns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably maybe the pail probably does a little bit more, but at least this I can aim it, you know, aiming it around a lot better than a pail, than throwing a pail, you know, of a ink on the courses. But yeah, I'm always getting first or second in here, and I'm always getting over 1,000, man, with this, like over 1,000 points, which if you win, needs to be like 2,000 something. And like I try to compare, like even when I lose, I said, okay, if they didn't win, but I still have more points, and I said, yeah, I also have more points than them. I said, yeah, I'm better than you other elementary school students or whatever you are. But yeah, it, every time, and then I switched to another gun, I was like, man, I don't do as well as with the other guns. Like, I think this is the gun I want to keep. And I'll keep using.
Nice.
And this game does not have that feeling of like, man, I need new gear. I need to upgrade my gear to be better. It's like, I can just stay right here and do the same. It's like, I don't think I need to, I don't have that, like, incentive to do it. Like, I feel like it's necessary.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really need to upgrade or anything. But what I do, because I got so much money, it's like, I got to spend it, right? I mean, I can't do anything else. Mm-hmm. Oh, crap. I didn't mean to hit continue. And that's another bad thing about this game. It's like, it won't let you leave or skip unless I go to the main menu, which I'm about to do now.
Yeah. And then they're going to tell you that you quit the game and you can't play it forever.
I played some more Salmon Run, and that I'm really enjoying that. I still don't like that it has that your rank goes down, you lose experience because you lost. I think that's sorry, which that's why I have not leveled up yet. So I played a lot of matches. One time, I think I played about 5 matches, and I ended up, like, I went down in rank a lot. Then once I went up, and then, and after those five matches, I ended up with the same place I was at. I was like, I didn't go anywhere. I mean, I still had fun playing the game, but it's pretty stupid that I can't level up because of the stupid system you have. And it's also stupid that it's all different times of the day. I gotta see the schedule when I can play Salmon Run. I think that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
So there are different modes on those maps. Like, sometimes you be, the water will rise, so you have to watch out and level down. Also, is a nighttime mode. Like, it gets dark, and these special enemies come at you, man. And it just gets crazy. That seemed like the hardest mode for me. It seemed like we always die when I'm with other people playing that mode. What else have I played on Splatoon? I play a little bit of single player. I'm really enjoying that. I think it's all right. I fought one. I might have already talked about it. I'm not sure, but I know I fought one boss. I don't think I talked about it though. In the first world, and that was pretty cool. And I love the, yeah. Now I'm feeling like the HD rumble that the Switch has. It feels pretty good. That HD rumble is pretty good, man. Because I know during that battle, like, I think it was like blasting speakers, and it felt cool on the controller.
Oh, that's neat.
It definitely feels different than Xbox, you know, or PlayStation, the way they vibrate with the rumble, rumble. All right, so playing Splatoon. I did buy some Nintendo points. So I can get some digital games. So I only bought one though. I bought like $60 worth, and okay. I bought Thumper, which was $20.
Oh yeah, and
that's like that sci-fi ish, amplitude ish type of, like, amplitude is Geo Force or not Geo Force. Well, I think it's G Force. I don't know, like that racing game. Yeah, I think it was G Force.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, a G-Force or Captain Falcon game. What was Captain Falcon's game called?
F-Zero,
yeah. It kind of reminds me of that. It's not a racing game, but it has a futuristic kind of track. And it looks like you got Beetle, man, because it looks like you got wings or something because you can open it up. So I was like, what are you, like a super fast metal Beetle going on this cyber
You're
road?
A big bad Beetleborg.
And, yeah. And it is kind of sound based. I would say music. It's not like music based, like amplitude, but it's like you get time. It's a time based game though, and you listen to the sounds and even the environments, and you get the feel. Like, you know, you feel the timing of when to press the button, to either the objects that comes after you, like the obstacles or whatever, like these barriers come after you, gotta hold A to smash through them. There's also some lights on the road, which if you time A right, it boosts, and like that gives you the points. That's how you get the S rank and everything. If you can time your pressing the A button on those points, and also on some of those points, if you hold A, I think that's like a shield. And then you have tight curves, which you have to turn, but you have to hold A too, because you're... Or if you don't hold A, yeah, you turn... I mean, you still hit the side, and you'll lose your shield. And I think you hit twice, you're dead. And also, I'm on level 2, where it looks like you open your wings up, and if you hit the glowing point on the road, timed it with A and open your wings, it kind of shoot like a shockwave and it hit some, hit some of these things. I don't really understand that part, like what I'm doing, because I just started it. And, like, it's best to go through each level right then and there, because I went to level 1, then I paused it, and I was like, I'll come back to this later. Because you feel the timing of it as you keep playing. Like, once you stop, like, I lost the timing. Like, I kept dying so many times in a row because I don't get the timing. And that first boss, that was really tough for me. Because, like I said, I started late. And I was like, oh, I say, okay, so I should just go through a level all the way through and then just pause and then wait to the next level and play it. But yeah, that boss was cool though. It was cool. It like, cause after you hit, you time A on one of the, points on the strip, you, shoot like some type of laser at the boss and it shoots them or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it hits them. But the game looks good and it's really intense. But it's really cool. I really like it. Also, I played, what else have I played? I went to the Xbox. Like, you know, I haven't played a game on the Xbox in a very long time. So, at first, what was I going to play? I was going to play something at first and I just stopped. But I forgot. But then I was like, I was looking at some old games that I had, like even the free games on Xbox.
Yeah.
I saw that Sherlock Holmes game. I was like, I kind of want to play something like story-based and not too intense. Mm-hmm. So I downloaded that and I played some Sherlock Holmes and it's okay so far. It looks good. I mean, it looks pretty good. The controls are not that great.
No.
But the way it kind of reminds me of L.A. Noir, the way it plays.
Okay, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of something of that nature. It seems a lot easier, though. It seems like, I don't know how you lose this game yet. I was like, how do I lose? Or do you just get stumped? Is that what it is? Is it just like a similar to how point of adventure games are? Some of them you really don't just lose. You just get stumped. You just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But right now, I'm doing a case where this guy got murdered at his home in his cabin. He was harpooned to the wall. So I was like, God damn, who the fuck is strong enough to throw a freaking railing harpoon to stick somebody on the wall? And that's what, I did an experiment on some pig carcasses at a butcher shop to see if it can happen. And yeah, technically, it found somebody could do it, but you had to be very accurate because it took so, this is really hard to do. It's like you had to be very accurate and strong to do it. So now I'm deciding, was it more than one person who did this, or I don't know. But it's interesting. It's an interesting game. I played quite a few games this week, so I'm trying to get a feel like what I want to invest in. The big one is that I finished Watch Dogs 2. So finished that game. And it was good. It was a good ending. It was an alright ending. It's just that I thought it was going to be a little more complicated than that. I thought it was going to be a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
Story-wise, I thought it was going to be a little more complicated than how we did it. Even though, technically, it would be very hard, but I have it. The codes where nobody sees me. So I kind of got through that place pretty easily. This game was pretty good. This was a good game. And I wouldn't mind seeing a sequel to this with these characters. I think these characters were pretty good. Even though I'm curious the way this was resolved, what would a sequel be in this world? I wonder. How does that work out? But yeah, I really enjoyed it. And it's pretty good. And I haven't done any of the online stuff. I probably won't. But that's probably what really keeps the game going. But I don't want. I got other games to play.
Mm.
So that's why I've been playing a lot of other games. I've been. That's why I tried Sherlock Holmes. And I also did get Trails of Cold Steel.
Nice.
Unfortunately, which is the Legend of Heroes game that was only on PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Localized for the PS3 in the US, and then they bought it to PC. But unfortunately, there is no trainer for it, so I can't cheat. And now I regret playing on normal.
Yeah,
I wish I chose easy. And you can't go. You got to go back unless you go in the beginning, which I still might do because I'm not that far in. But I was hoping the trainer come out by now. I'm gonna wait a little while, and then I'm gonna say I'm gonna play on easy, and the trainer comes, it comes. It's okay. The voice acting's pretty good because the last game wasn't voice acted.
Yeah.
It was all text-based. It was like Super Nintendo. If that's like Super Nintendo or early PlayStation, then this is probably like PS2. This is like a PS2 game. That's what it looks. Like a cleaned up PS2 game.
Right.
Because it's not all jagged. Yeah, and so far, I'm very early in it. But this is closer to Persona, because you are in the school, you are with the other teenagers, and there's a relationship thing in it, just like in Persona, like which you can speak with your classmates mm-hmm. and build up relationships with them, which I'm still early, so I haven't really got into that. But I was like, okay, now I know what people were talking about, like how this is similar to Persona. But the battle system, it's a basic battle system. It's similar to the original, the game I played, Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky. So far it's fine. I mean, it seems pretty good. I think I might want to get more into it. We'll see. Like, I still got Trails of the... I did play a very little of Trails in the Sky, the third. That was... what did I do in there? Oh, I only did, like, a little story thing. Because the thing is with that game, it's not really... It's a sequel, but it's not, like, a big story sequel. It's almost like a side story. So that's why I can't really... And I invested in it like I was in the first two. It's kind of almost like an anniversary, like seeing, you know, old friends. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. All right, so, oh yeah, and with my Wii U, it's working. I did not have to open it.
What'd you need to do? I
just hit the sync button and then it came on.
Okay.
Which is weird. I was like, why? Even if it's not synced, you would think it would just at least power it up and say, hey, this needs to sync.
Yeah. Like, have a little message on the screen that says, like, Nintendo! Yeah.
I was just messing with it, and I was like, because I couldn't find my small screwdriver, so then I got angry and I started trying to use a mic. And then...
I was going to say, does that use their little tri-screws, too?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It looked like it was just a small... I think it's just
Phillips head?
No, I think it's normal. It's normal. So then I saw a sync button. I was like, let me just press it just to see something happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's how a bitch just came right on. I was like, you fucking kidding me. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
That is incredible.
Like, how the fuck why'd it even go off then? That's what I want to know. What the hell happened?
Yeah, what desynced it? Maybe your Switch was like, I'm fucking up its signal, so we can't play that thing anymore.
Yeah, so I played a little bit of Mario. And then I went... But then I was like, man, I'm thinking with Mario, I think it's gone a little too long. I think it should have stopped.
Oh, really?
On the seventh world. Well, technically, it's six worlds, and then it's the boss world, then the super boss world.
Right.
But I wish it would stop there. I mean, I guess Mario is always eight worlds, but I just feel like, oh, man, I'm done. It's like, God, I really wish I was the last boss. I was kind of finished with this game.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy it. But I don't really care about playing anymore, so took a break. I'll probably finish sometime, maybe. I don't know. I went to start playing Yoshi. Yoshi's Woolly World.
Oh, nice.
I play a little bit of that, and yeah, I mean, the game, I like it. It's cute. It's definitely better than Kirby's Epic Yarn, but how many problems I have? It's really no problems. I guess the only thing is that nothing super special about it, but it's interesting how, you know, the physics with the yarn, I mean, it's just how they use it. Mm-hmm. It's just really cool. And it looks good. I mean, it looks great. Which makes me want it on the Switch more. Well, I guess I gotta wait for the next one, paper mache one, whatever it's called. What was that one called?
It's called Yoshi's 2018. Yoshi right now.
it's gonna be Yoshi Switch. Yoshi Switch. But yeah, I definitely want to I would rather play on the Switch, but the game, yeah, this was a good game. It's like a game. It's like they should just bring all those games over. Just bring them all over.
I would like that.
Yeah. What else? Oh, yes. And Telltale has brought out another game, and they're doing another Batman game. This felt like just a year ago. Just a year ago, there was a Batman game.
Doesn't even feel like that long to me. Like, I feel like this was just like 6 months ago that it ended at most.
Man, it's like, damn, already. And I did finish that first episode. It's all right. I mean, it's basic. I mean, technically, I did actually enjoy this more than the last Guardians of the Galaxy episode. Mm-hmm. Now, was it better than the first Guardians of the Galaxy episode? Maybe not. I'm not sure. I think I liked the first Guardians of the Galaxy episode better than this one. But, I mean, it was okay. I had to remember what the hell happened in the last one. Because it does ask you what you did, and because I did not save in the cloud. Mm-hmm. It does ask you what you did in the last game. And so I did that. So there is connected. It looks like the Joker's going to be a bigger face. Well, it looked like it was a Riddler. Well, I won't spoil it anymore. But it looks like Joker's going to be a bigger face now in this one. Yes, definitely consequences for what you've done in the first game also. And just to let you know, like, this is not canon. Like, this is nothing based on this is fully from the comics. Except for just the characters themselves. This is like a whole new universe. Like, this is totally different. Because, like, Riddler has been an enemy of Gotham before Batman even existed.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's old. Like, when I see him, he's kind of older. I guess it reminds me like the Vulture or something. Like, he's an older dude, and he's been doing this because when he talks to Batman, like, say, like, hey, I've been doing this, something like that, blah, 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 years. Like, Batman's never fought him
before. Yeah.
Like, Batman is still kind of in his early days in this universe. Mm. So, yeah, because Batman really isn't having, like, an arch nemesis or nothing. Like, because Joker's that, even Joker. He's John Doe.
Yeah.
Like, nobody knows him. Like, technically, Joker's was under Riddler. Riddler was a big-time guy. I ain't gonna go too much into it. But it's intriguing to see what they go from there based on the ending of this episode. But this is dark. This episode is very dark. Like, there's a lot of gruesome stuff that happens in this.
Oh, wow. And
which is, I can see why some people might have a little problem, like, oh man. But I mean, a little spoiler warning, like, there's one point where you're basically choosing who dies. Like, there's no way out of it. You have to choose who dies. Like, it was a point where there was these two agents that Riddler was going to kill. Like, I had to answer this question. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't put you in this situation, Batman. He said, you no-win situation. Either you save the girl that's in here, because he got this sonic sound thing, which he knows I can survive it because of my technology, but she can't. If you answer the question correctly, you save the two gentlemen outside here, and they're in these other chambers, but she'll die, basically, from a sonic gun blast. Or answer incorrectly, then I just killed them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way out of this. No situation. It's like, oh, come on. It's not going to be like the cartoon. something happens. Or maybe Robin. Maybe there's a Robin. I don't even know about it. Like, oh, look, surprise, a Robin. Robin comes out.
You get a quick double play.
But yeah, so there was no way out of this. I mean, unless there is, and I didn't know about it. But I was looking at the questions, so I was like, oh, there's nothing out of this. I looked online, like, this one guide, and it said, nope, you just have to choose who you want to save. You want to save the two men or the woman. I saved the woman, because she was kind of cute. So I just let them die. The two men die to get their heads chopped off. And she's alive. And then they said, oh, but she feels guilty. Or something like that. That's what they said. I said, fine, she feels guilty. She just come right into my arm. I can console her. But Catwoman ain't around. But yeah, it's okay. And the other game I played was MLB The Show, just playing as the still the Orioles. We won the World Series, champs. And I didn't get World Series MVP, actually. Actually, the person who bats behind me did, because I always got on base, he got the RBI. Yeah. So he got the, I got the playoff MVP, but he had the World Series MVP. And because I think he had like one more RBI than technically I had, and he probably already RBI was for me. It was, that was pretty cool. We played against, who were we playing against? The Milwaukee Brewers, I believe. Yeah, I think we played against Milwaukee. And, yep, Orioles World Series champs, and hopefully we'll be again. We kept most of the same players, so we should be winning. But then I went back to my other save when I was a pitcher for Miami Marlins, because I haven't played that in a long time. I started playing some of those games, and I got a perfect game one time. And I always get perfect games when I'm not even trying. Like, when I'm busy, like, talking to somebody on the phone or something like that, then I end up in a perfect game. But when I'm, like, focusing and looking, I say, okay, I just got to not get this ball, before they can hit it. They'll get a hit, but it's like a dribbler. So I can't, I got to hurry up and try to rush to get it, and I never get to get an infield single or something, because it's like a swinging bunt. And I was like, oh, this is bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. But yeah. That was cool. And, oh, yeah, and also one more game I played. I did pick up Mario Luigi Dream Team.
Oh, nice.
For the Nintendo 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
And as I play a little bit of it, and then I say, okay, now to put my cartridge in my Action Replay to put the codes in. And unfortunately, when I put it in, it said, yes, you have Mario Luigi Dream Team, but we do not have codes for this version. We will update soon. I was like, oh, you sons of fucking bitches. So I looked online in the forums to see how long ago has this been around. Like, how, but this is probably before there was even a Nintendo Select game. Because the guy was like, man, there's no codes for this game. This is like in 2014, this post was. It's like, oh, fucking damn, they ain't updating this shit. I said, I'm not going to get any fucking codes. Now I got to play this game like a normal person. But it seemed like it's going to be fun, because it seems pretty funny. I can get through it. Though I really, really, really wish I had cheats. Like, infinite health potions, at least. That's all I want. It's something I just don't have to worry about dying. Other than that, I think that's it. So I guess we'll take a break, and when we get back, we'll get into the gaming news. And we're back. Let's get into the gaming news. What we got?
All right, Dominic. So this week, Microsoft has shown off their new Xbox One experience, as I'm going to call it. They're updating the dashboard yet again for the Xbox One. And this time, I don't know. It looks like they're making everything more customizable, almost in the way that you can customize the blocks that are on a Windows 10 start bar.
Yeah, I see that.
And I do like that. It seems like there's a lot of wasted space at the top for no reason whatsoever, really, though. I don't understand what's going on with that. I was hoping that I would turn on my Xbox and it would actually have updated to this so I could try it out, but that was not the case.
Yeah, because I did a recent update too, and I was like, oh, maybe this is it. No. It's something else.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in like the top get the earliest stuff or not.
Probably not, because I have not done none of that extra stuff in a long time.
I'll do it from time to time, but yeah, not really. Those quests or whatever they give you to do the stuff.
Yeah. Man, at one point, I couldn't do no more, but I haven't checked in so long. Now I know, like, oh, I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's, I like that Microsoft constantly evolves their stuff. You know, sometimes it's for the worse, though, which is not good. They keep saying they're focusing on speed, and I like that. I want that interface to move faster, because there are times where it's just like, this is kind of dragging.
Yeah, and, yeah, it is. It frustrates me.
Yeah.
Because
I know people talk about the PlayStation being like the pinnacle of whatever, but it's simple, which is fine. But at the same time, like, it can absolutely be improved.
Yeah, the PlayStation 1 is just, like you said, it's just, you get what you want. And I guess for people like that, most people, that's all they want. Say, hey, look, I just want to put my game, and that's it. Yeah. Now, I'm sorry, the PlayStation Store fucking sucks.
Yes, it
does. I actually like going, Microsoft, at least I can find the game I want, and what is it, and all the versions of it. I never had a problem as of yet. Not saying there isn't one. I just haven't had one. And I'm on that system more than the PlayStation Store one. When I was looking for that Destiny fucking beta, I cannot fucking find it. I cannot find it, and it pissed me off, because I went to Destiny, because the beta was still going on.
Right.
I went to the Destiny site. It showed me everything, all the buy the game, pre-order the game, pre-order this bundle. I was like, okay, I'm looking for the beta. I just want the beta, and they wouldn't give it to me, and I was pissed. I hate going to the PlayStation Store. I was like, God, this looking here is not great. It's very old, because it looks the same. It looks the same as the PS3. It's like, oh, come on, it sucked then. Yeah, I thought y'all improved it. I say, oh, yeah, I guess improved the regular dashboard, but it's just, like you said, it's just simple to start, and which is fine, yeah, because that's what you want. But yeah, I was like, come on, and fix that store. And I don't think they're ever going to fix it, because it didn't seem like this okay with the hell that shit is.
Yeah.
But yeah, with Xbox, I don't know what I want. I mean, honestly, yeah, I liked what it was on the 360, but obviously can't go back to that. I do miss that I can't have the TV on, but like you said, they're working on speed. I guess that takes away from it. But I used to be able to have the TV still going in the background, like when it used to be where you can, if it was already on the TV, the one guy or whatever, it have it going, and I can still see the games and stuff on the side. Right.
Yeah,
if I just go down. Yeah, you don't get that no more. And I was like, I can't see you. Like what's going on television without actually having to click on one guy and then go to television. Mm-hmm. I can't hit the guy button and it backs out and the television still goes on. I was like, I missed that. See, they're getting ready for the TV stuff. And I'm actually okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't actually like that. I hope this works out better, at least speed-wise. I hope it won't be like I go to a app or go to a another store, the store or whatever, and it takes a while.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Yeah, it takes, like, it gets hung up, like it's loading. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah. One of the things, I'm glad they're updating it at least a little bit, because I'm hoping the customization stuff fixes this, but like moving the pins down to the bottom just makes no sense. Like, the pins are the things that you want to do the most, and to put them all the way at the bottom of this list of recent stuff, which is usually also the stuff that you want to do. But then, why the redundancy? Just let me... Just put, like, the last two things that I've done up there and give me my access to my pins a lot easier.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. What else we got?
All right. So, in some kind of cool news, at least I thought so, one of the guys between AM2R, the Another Metroid 2 remake, Milton Gusty, he's gotten a job with Moon Studios, working on the sequel to Ori and the Will of the Wisps as a level designer.
Oh, that's cool, which is a Castlevania-like game, Metroidvania game.
Exactly, it seems like a perfect fit for him. I just thought this was cool to bring up, you know, since the whole thing, the game got cease and desist it and all that. But what do you think? Do you think this is a smart way of getting your foot in the door? Like,
yeah.
Is it?
Because it worked.
Does the controversy help?
The controversy, I don't know if it helped, but what controversy was there?
Well, just like it getting out there in the news because Nintendo had it pulled down, and or even more so, actually, just like using a Nintendo property.
It had to be a good game, right? Too.
Yeah.
Like. So, because, like, yes, the news guy out there is out there, but if there was a sucky game, then he wouldn't have got the job. Nobody would care.
That's true.
But it was out there, and people liked it, though. Mm-hmm. Like, the people who reported on this game happening liked the game, too. Right. Maybe some, a lot of those people liked the game, too. It was because it was a good game. So, it worked out for him.
Absolutely.
It worked out for him, and I think that's good. I'll do it too. Yeah, so what? They cease and desist, but it's the internet. It's out there.
Let me tell you about my new Mario game, Dominic.
I mean, like, now Game Freak got to go hire the guy who did that Pokemon game. With the Pokemon Emerald.
Yeah.
I hope he's Japanese. Because I think they ain't going to hire the white dude.
Fine, he'll get hired on the American branch.
No, what's when Niantic will hire him to?
No,
to,
there you go.
How would that clusterfuck?
That game. Goodness gracious! I mean, you're not wrong.
Again, so many bugs.
All right. Speaking of Metroid, and Nintendo just announced a new Metroid Limited Edition, new 3DS XL that will be releasing alongside Metroid: Samus Returns. On September 15th.
Yeah, 3DS is not dead. Woo!
It's going to be $200 and will not include the game. The top is red. It's got a picture of Samus.
Of course it won't. Because that'll just be so right.
It doesn't. This is what pisses me off. It doesn't even come with the fucking AC adapter. Like, they're still doing that bullshit. I'm so sick of that shit. Like, unless you're charging with a fucking micro USB cable, you better put the goddamn charger in there.
This is like, it's not just Nintendo. I think the other company's done it too, where they have a special edition system. It's like, oh, it doesn't come with the game, but it looks like this.
Yeah, no, I get that one. That's kind of annoying, but I get that. But, like, not including things like the charger. Because you know what? I've got a 3DS right now. And if I had to trade it into GameStop to put money down for this one, I have to give them the charger.
Well, to get the max money, probably. I think you can give it without it.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck you guys. Something that probably cost them like $1 to put in the box. That's not going to break the bank. I don't know. I like it, sort of, but I don't. Like, the top is red, the bottom is yellow, and then you open it and the image is upside down. Things like that are always weird when they just, like, stick a picture on there as opposed to, like, actually designing the thing to be more, I don't know, visually interesting.
All I'm saying is that if you like that fucking neon color switch shit, I think you like anything. Because, I mean, I still don't understand what's the appeal of that. It's like, it just doesn't even look right.
I want the pink and green ones. The Splatoon ones.
Oh, well, you have to buy that extra. It doesn't come with the system. I probably would have got that. Maybe. If there was one.
I do like the Splatoon Pro controller that has the pink and the green grips on it.
Is that in America?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen it anywhere, to be honest with you.
I know one of those things was just Japan. Or Europe. Was it Europe or Japan or both of those places? It's not over here yet.
It looks like it is. It's not available at GameStop right now, though. So maybe it's not. Is it available on Amazon? Best Buy, you can check stores. I think it's available, but you can't find it anywhere, it looks like. Unless you want to pay $94.90 on Amazon. And then it won't be in stock until August 16th. That is crazy that this system, even its accessories, are hard to find. Unnecessary. Alright, in some other news, Sonic Mania for the PC has been delayed from August 15th to August 29th. The other versions will still be coming out on the 15th.
That's the best version. I think you can see it in the Super 4K.
See all the pixels. People who pre-purchase that game will get Sonic 1 for free. So whoop-de-doo.
You all of them. At least all the Sega Genesis ones. So what the fuck does Sonic 1? Oh, give them Sonic 2. God damn.
Yeah,
give them all of them. I mean, come on, those things don't cost shit.
Every Sonic game that's released, shit. It's fine.
Actually, they cost less than shit now. No, they're good, but they're not worth anything. You're not even losing any money if you just say you can have the Sega Genesis collection. Like, literally, the Sega Genesis collection, like, not just Sonic games. I mean, what the hell? Sonic 1. It's a Sonic. It doesn't have, like, Tails or Knuckles. I mean, you could at least gave all of them. Oh, but I saw that, the intro video to that. That's pretty cool. I like that, that anime, Sonic running around. Tails and Knuckles. And, Robot, which, is that the new Dr. Robotnik? Now he's all robot?
He's Dr. Robotnik. Robobotnik. Yeah, I don't know.
And they is, are they, now, am I supposed to call him Dr. Eggman?
Are you Japanese?
I don't want to.
Then no. No, you aren't. Call him Dr. Robotnik. We God intended.
Alright, so what's going on with Valve and Dota?
So Valve is making a new game, Dominic.
Oh, they're finally doing it.
They're finally making a new game. And it is related to Dota. And it's another fucking card game, Dominic.
We need some more.
We did.
They into the card because they didn't have it.
No.
All the other companies had it. Have a card game.
Exactly.
Like
jump on board.
Blizzard got one. You got Bethesda.
Yep.
You got EA with the Madden cards.
FIFA cards.
Yeah.
NHL cards.
Yeah. And they're trying to implement them in all their games now. They're talking about. Who else got a card game? Oh, you got Gwent.
Gwent, yep. CD Projekt
Red. You got Magic the Gathering, which is the fucking father of all that shit.
OG.
And, I'm trying to think, what other card game is there?
Pokemon the card game.
Yeah, Pokemon, The Game Boy game.
Cards Against Humanity. Yeah, I mean, I guess looking at it that way, it was inevitable, right? And
I guess they would have to get a card game business. I mean, that is money. That's fucking money.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything from this yet besides a little teaser trailer, which showed absolutely nothing but the logo. But it sounds like they're going to have like a 3-lane setup, which is the same way the MOBA is set up. So maybe it will be different and interesting.
I would be more interested if they just did their other properties in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's a card, like a Valve card game, but with
how great
like
would it have been
in Half-Life
if Valve
and
said,
Team Fortress.
If Valve came out, Gabe comes out and he's like, "We got a new project to show you." And the Half-Life logo shows up. And everybody's like, "Oh my god!" And then they're like, "And it's a motherfucking card game."
Yeah.
And then you just hear, like, gunshots of people committing suicide in the crowd. God.
That would have been awesome. At least I was more interested in playing that game for me.
Yeah.
That was like, at least I see, like, characters from games I like.
That just means you have to get into Dota, Dominic. That's all.
Yeah.
Just got to get into Dota. I've heard it's an amazing game. Plus, it's free to play, Dominic.
Yeah.
Hours and hours.
Oh, no, I didn't even finish the tutorial of that game. I think...
You're playing Heroes of the Storm.
Heart of the Storm. What was it called? Yeah.
Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Heart of the Storm. Yes, you did play Heart of the Stone. That was the Witcher DLC.
Yeah. They, I think that's the only one I actually played competitively. That ended very quickly in that match. I can't get into those.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too many games to try to get into, and that's not going to be one I get into. Mm-hmm. Just like Dark Souls.
All right, well, how about this? There is a new game coming out from Gearbox called Project 1v1, and it's going to be a one-on-one first-person combat game. But get this, Dominic. It's got the metagame strategy of a collectible card game.
Oh, my God.
What does that even mean?
All the things I don't even care about. Where's Borderlands 3 yet? That's what I want to know. Where's Borderlands 3? It's like, oh, Gearbox. Battleborn did not do well. What are you doing? Just go to Borderlands 3.
They've got another team working on that.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. I don't know what this is. Beta coming. The summer. Damn, the summer's almost over. So it should be like, what, next week then? Come on.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, that's yeah, exactly. When does summer officially end?
Well, September, really.
Yeah. Well, they still don't have very long, though. I don't know. A one-on-one first-person shooter, though? What?
Well, it's a card thing, like? So I guess most card games are one versus one, so I don't know how this works.
Yeah, but that's got the metagame strategy, so what does that even mean? Is there going to, I guess, like, you have your one-on-one battles, and then... Actually, you know what I would think would be kind of interesting would be if you had... The card game is, like, the overall thing, and then, like, when your card attacked the other card, you went into, like, an arena match that was one-on-one, and you did something like that. I could see that being kind of cool.
I can't even picture that. No, I'm trying to think. Okay, so, like, my card, I say I do, like, a +3 damage on him or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into, you go into, like, the arena. You're in first person. Like, am I controlling it then, or is it just, like, computer just doing the move?
Yeah, you would be controlling it. Maybe, like, the stronger card you play, the more of an advantage you have over that guy. Like, maybe your bullets do more damage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. I haven't thought this through completely. But I'm going to take the Metroid franchise. Nah, they already did Metroid. I'm going to do the F-Zero franchise. Slap that onto this. Make a game, and then 2 years from now, I'll get hired by some indie studio that's making a pretty cool game. All right. In some Switch news, we got some releases that are coming out. Super Meat Boy has been announced for the Switch. No date has been made yet.
Okay, so did people get early codes to it, or?
I don't know. Are people already playing that?
Or maybe the guy was just talking about what he did with Super Meat Boy. Maybe he's talking about what he played before. Because I was listening to the Nintendo cast, and they were talking about. Maybe he's just talking about what he played it on another system. How he did.
Yeah,
okay.
Because it's announced. Yeah, I don't see a release date for it yet. They also announced that Mutant Mud is coming to the Switch.
I don't know what
that
is.
It's a game that I have always seen on... It's been on a ton of different things. And I've heard it's pretty good. It's a side-scrolling... I'm not sure. Platformer mixed with a little bit of shooting. It looks kind of cool. And it looks like it would be a cool Switch game. But it has been on everything. And it's another one of those... It's the same with Super Meat Boy. Like, I can't help but wonder how much Super Meat Boy is going to be when it comes out on the Switch, because I'm sure at one point in time it was like $2.59 on Steam. And I know everybody doesn't have a PC that can run things, but I'm pretty sure everybody has a PC that can run Super Meat Boy, practically. Like, that game is so minimalist that I can't imagine it takes that much horsepower to run that thing.
Like, how much did it cost originally?
I want to say, like, 15 at most.
15? And watch they make it, like, 20.
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't be terrible, at least.
It wouldn't be terrible.
Now, if they made it, like, 30, then that would be a little...
Oh, 30, well, like, oh, you could play Super Meat Boy with Super Mario.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Yeah, right now it's $15 on the Vita, which makes me think that's probably the price that it's been the entire time. And yeah, that's not a bad price. 20 would be pushing it just because it's more, but I don't think it's a terrible price for that game. But anything more than that, and it's just like, Nintendo, what the hell are you doing? Like, just stop this. Another game that is...
Yeah, because these people keep talking about how, yes, like, these indie games coming over is great. It's like, oh, I need some real people with, like, who have real jobs that's not game-related to say, like, oh, these games are a little expensive here.
People aren't just necessarily getting codes for these things.
Yeah. It's like, because you didn't pay for this much. Like, oh, come on. This game's like they're coming out here like they're new. It's like, I'm sorry. You're not new. I mean, look it up here. All people were pissed when Bulletstorm came back and charged $60 for it. People didn't like that.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, because that's essentially what they're doing, is they're bringing these out on the Switch, which is a new console, and charging the same exact amount of money. And in these cases, they're not even really getting, like, up-resed or anything like Bulletstorm was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people are so much more willing to buy these copies on the Switch than they are of Bulletstorm. All right, another game that was out on Vita and is actually out now on the Switch is Severed, which is from Drinkbox Studios.
Yeah, I saw this. I was thinking about this, but I was like, the Switch in handheld mode, I mean, it feels good, but it's not light. It's not so light as to that I'm willing to hold it with one hand while I try to swish with my other hand. It's not like the Vita or even the DS. I can do that. I can use it. The Switch is, it's bigger. It's a little more, it's awkward with one hand. Like, with two hands, yes. One hand, because it's not exactly, even like a tablet, because the way it's square shaped or whatever, I'm okay with holding that one hand, like grabbing that and holding it with one hand. The way the Switch is, it's long, and it's, I don't know, it feels like a little more weight. I mean, I guess the way it feels, it feels like a little more weight to it. I don't know if I can hold that system, because I have to be holding this, I don't know, it just feels weird. It feels weird holding that system with one, because I was trying to see how it feels for me if I don't even get that game. It feels a little awkward, and I heard somebody say that too. Say, yeah, it feels a little cumbersome doing that, but he said it's a fun game, and I was like, I don't know. Say that you tell me it feels cumbersome. That kind of like dissuades me from
even getting it. Those are two diametrically opposed things. It's fun, but it's cumbersome. How is that? When you say that, is that with the controllers on the side, or is that if you just took those off and we're just using it as...
Now, if I took them off, no. Okay. I think that's fine.
Does this use those controllers at all, or do you think you'd be able to do that with just the touchscreen?
That's a good question. I mean, I just imagine that you you have these controllers at some point. So I don't know if it's like, can I put it on the, like, have the controllers off and put them down and then swish. Even though, even still, that's, if I gotta pick up controller again, that's a little too much.
That'd be interesting. I'll have to look out for some videos or something of this. Because this game did interest me, but then I just never got around to playing it. Because they're... I forget what the name of the Mutant Blob or whatever that was. One of the early Vita games that Drinkbox did. Oh, and they also did Guacamelee. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they did Guacamelee. I like those games. Yeah.
They are a pretty good developer. And I know people were talking about Severed. Like, it was pretty damn good when it first came out. All right. Ironically enough, after we talked about Res Infinite last week being on the PS4 and the PSVR, they announced and released Res Infinite for PC, just regular, played on the monitor, Oculus, and Vive. Yeah.
That's cool. How much is it? 20 bucks?
Yeah, $19.99. So that's not too bad. I don't know if it's something that I'm going to... I think I might get... If I were to get something like that, I would maybe get Thumper before I got Res Infinite.
When does Thumper come out on for VR?
I think it's already out. I thought it was. Thumper Oculus. Yeah, you can purchase it now for VR on the PC.
When did it come out?
I think it might have came out alongside the game. Or Thumper Now, December 20th. Thumper Now supports Steam VR and Oculus. This is this article I'm seeing from the Thumper Game blog. Yeah, so November, I guess. And it's coming to the Xbox One August 18th. I think we already talked about that. Yeah. So that's really cool. Yeah, and then you got... What's this Battle Chasers game you got on here, Dominic?
Battle Chasers is an RPG that is made by... what is it, like, THQ Nordic or something. The guys who did, you know, Darksiders. Mm-hmm. And now they're making an RPG that was... It was kickstarted, which I don't know why the THQ Nordic's publishing it. Why the fuck did kickstarted? Yeah. Whatever.
Maybe they picked it up after it was kickstarted or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, THQ was... Yeah, that wasn't a thing a while ago, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, it's an RPG. It's got, like, almost like a Final Fantasy gameplay. Well, like old school Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of like PS1. Kind of somewhere around there.
I'm looking at screenshots now, and it looks visually really nice.
Yeah. And it's coming to all the systems, even Switch.
Oh, nice.
Even though it was accidentally announced as like a Snitch almost time exclusive
from
the Nintendo Direct at one point a while ago.
Oh, okay.
But they corrected it. They corrected it and said, no, it's coming to Switch eventually. And it's been delayed for the Switch, so it's not going to come out the same time as the other ones, as the other games, unfortunately. But, darn, I got the old article because I was trying to look up to see it originally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it's coming out. But I know it's soon. It says, I know it's this year. Let me just go to the site. And its website don't want to tell me when it comes out.
Steam has it listed as October 3rd.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, for Steam, let me see what this comes out for the other systems. Okay, so as for everything October 3rd is up for Switch.
Okay.
And this looked like a game I would like to play on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this won't be more expensive than the other games by the time it comes out.
It'll come out 2 years from now and be $60 while the other versions are $20.
Exactly. Yeah, it looks interesting. I mean, because I was thinking about getting Disgaea, but man, I just have a feeling like, it might be worth $60, but I don't know. Yeah. So I don't want to pay $60
right.
for it.
That's what I forgot to tell you earlier, but I saw, maybe it was on Game Informer, so you probably saw it too, that the Monster Hunter demo is now available on the Japanese Switch store, and you can, I think, pretty easily make a Japanese account if you want to sign in and download that stuff.
No, that's the one that's not coming to America.
That's the one I think hasn't been announced. I don't know if it's not coming or not, but yeah, the one that they announced Worlds instead of Double Cross or XX or whatever they want to call it.
What other news I see? I mean, yeah, maybe I might try. I'm just not having, like, I don't even care about playing the demo on the 3DS one.
Mm.
I tried to, about to start, I was like, I don't even feel like it. It's like, I don't even feel like playing it. I lost the interest I had for it, it went away.
Yeah.
What else did they have? I don't know, well, we'll talk about that later. Yep, I think that's it.
All right, on to new releases. This week we had Sin Mora EX come out for the PC, the Switch, the PS4, and the Xbox.
Oh, hold up. I'm sorry.
Yep.
There's a Fallout 4 Game of the Year edition coming out.
Hmm. I did see that.
It's the to send out the Game of the Year. This is from Game Informer. Fallout 4, which includes all the official DLC and the ability to use free mods. And the company is also releasing a limited amount of Pip-Boy Collector's Editions for $100. Both the normal and Pip-Boy Game of the Year editions comes out September 26th on PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
They're trying to devalue my original Pip-Boy edition. Bastards.
but yeah, darn. I'm not going to come on Switch. Why can't you come on Switch?
Because they know how badly it would run, Dominic.
Yeah, you still got to play the DLC.
I do. I still need to beat the last part of that game as well.
God damn, you ain't finished the damn game. I thought you did. I thought you finished the main story.
Nah. I stopped right before, well, like in the middle of where you started to choose the side that you were gonna stick with. I didn't want to turn my back on anyone, Dominic. I loved everybody.
So I did the Underground Railroad, even though it was against my beliefs of androids. All right, so I guess we get to new releases.
All right, new releases. Sin Mora EX for the PC, Switch, PS4, and Xbox One. It's a game that's been out in other versions forever now, on the Vita and the PS3 and the Xbox. Lawbreakers for PC and PS4, or PS4 and PS4, as I wrote here. Well, that's, you know, we've talked about that before. That's a game that I think I want to support more than I actually want to play. Like, I like the idea of that game, and it looks pretty cool, but I don't think I would actually have that much fun playing that game.
Yeah, and they only charge, what, is it $40 or $30? Which one is it? I know it wasn't like a full $60.
Yeah, I think I want to say 40. Let's check here. Yeah, which is good, because it is multiplayer only, but at the same... Oh, no, I'm sorry, it is 30. Yeah.
Yeah, only $30, half the price of a $60 game, and this is like one of those things where it's technically it's indie, but it's not like small indie.
Right.
It's like in between, like big AAA and indie. And I heard, it seems like most the worst I ever heard was just that it's pretty good. I mean, nothing horrible about it.
I think this might be a game that I actually watch a little bit of on Twitch or something, because it just looks really cool in motion.
Yeah.
It's just, I know if I was playing, it would not look that cool. It would just be me dying over and over again, because that's what it was in the beta.
And I wish it was on Xbox.
There's that, too. I feel like at some point down the line that's got to come out, but by then I wonder if anybody's talking about it anymore. All right, and then Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice for the PC and PS4.
A game I'm interested in, but I heard it's a little spooky. So that scares me. I heard you hear voices and whispers. And I was like, oh, I don't like that.
Oh, come on.
I might have to. I'll play the game with no sound, which defeats the purpose of anything. Just like I did Summer Prey.
Yeah.
But it's funny. The big thing on this game was, well, another thing that dissuaded me from even trying a game was when I heard, like, if you lose so many times, you lose your save file, which people got reporting on. I was like, oh, I don't care about this game. I was like, I literally just, like, oh, well, I don't care. I was, what do you think about this game? Because I did like the other Ninja Theory games. Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, I guess I have to pass on this one. But then people kept saying it never happened to them. And people kept losing on purpose. They kept getting killed and killed. They say, hey, this never happened. They say, oh, this doesn't work. It's a lie. But they didn't specifically say you lose your save file. They said you're... It was like, I don't know the exact quote. You have the exact quote? But it said about, like, losing your progress.
I did not see the exact quote.
But it was in, like, a saying something in an ominous way. Like, if you keep doing this, something like the rot will, take over and you'll lose your progress. Mm-hmm. So people interpreted that as them taking away your save file.
Yeah.
Which now I think about, it's like, well, they never specifically said that. So, because the way people report it is almost like, did the developers tell you that? But you find out the developers didn't tell them that. It's in the game. And I was like, oh, it says they're going to take your save file away. But it don't ever specifically say it's going to take your save file away. So, some people are saying it's a lie. Like, they lied to you. Others are saying they never really said that. They're like, this is just a way of fucking with you, because that's what this game does. It's supposed to be a psychotic thing. Or did they even mean that? Did it even mean that at all? Like, you just interpret it as a save file when...
Because it says... I'm kind of scrolling through a video. If the rot reaches Senua's head, her quest is over.
Yeah, so... So that could be anything. They can just die. Just start from a checkpoint.
And all progress will be lost.
Yeah. So, okay. Say that. Okay, I just want to hear that.
Sorry. It faded in those words, and then it went away and then faded in. Like it was on separate screens.
Okay, so I want to know if it's more of, is it their fault or... The way you interpret what they said.
Yeah, why did someone jump to the conclusion that that's what would happen? And even if they did, why did they not test it immediately to see, oh, okay, let me kill myself, you know, a ton of times and see what happens?
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's not a big deal. So now I know it's like, okay, this is just people just taking things out of proportion, whatever. Not a big deal. I mean, if you really feel bad about this, like this really fucked with you, well, okay, fine. But I didn't see the big deal on this. I had to find out the big deal. The story is that how everybody really jumped to the conclusion that they were going to lose their save file, and then nobody did. This is it. Now they're going to patch it in that you do.
That would actually be amazing. And be like, look, we gave you a warning. I don't know what you... What if that's what it was? Because they knew that as soon as this got out there that people, you know... Because, like, if you're playing the game, then it might be an interesting surprise. But if it just, you know, gets blasted all over the internet, it's like, oh, well, that surprise is ruined. What if they're like, okay, a week from now, they're going to patch it in, and then you're fucked if you die, like, three times?
We would be pissed because some people would say, hey, I got this game. I didn't tell us this could happen. I didn't expect this to happen. And maybe they didn't want to play a game like that where they lose their shit. But yeah, now that I know that, it actually makes me want to play the game. So okay, at least I won't lose my save file, but still the scary stuff. That's what spooks me. Because I was going to say, I was thinking like, I'll just use a trainer. Then I don't have to worry about like dying. I have to worry about getting a heart attack. But also there's a bug in the game that really messes people up.
Oh, really?
When they get to a certain point in the game, because they can't light the torch, because the checkpoint, when a checkpoint happens, if you don't get your torch lit up, you're just going to lose. I think if you're in the dark too long, something happens.
You probably like lose your sanity or something like that.
Yeah. Because I was listening to Jim Sterling podcast, Jim Inquisition, and that's what he was saying. He was saying, like, I'm not trying to spoil it, but he said at the point where the waterfall, remember to light that torch, because if you'll get to a checkpoint. See, I don't know if they patched it yet, but if you don't, he said, but some people, they even knew about it, but they still, because I think something happens and you get distracted and you can easily miss it. It's like, damn, that's fucked up. Because I think he gave it a harsh review. Because of that, because it fucked up. But then I think he changed his review after that, because he said he liked the game. He really enjoyed the game.
Yeah.
He said he changed his review. I think either they fixed it or I don't know. He fixed it or he played it again. I don't know what happened. I forgot what he said. But he ended up changing his review because of that. But he said, yeah, but that thing, that really pissed him off so much. But yeah, I'm curious about this game because I did like, what's it called? This is your game.
Enslaved.
I still got it. Enslaved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I still have that game. And I didn't play Heavenly Sword. I never played that game. I did play the
DMC,
Devil May Cry. Yeah, and I'm trying to think, what other game did they do that I played?
I'm not sure, because I feel like Heavenly Sword was their first, at least major thing.
So there was nothing else? Okay.
Heavenly Sword.
I mean, yeah. Let's see.
They did Disney Infinity. Well, they helped out on Disney Infinity.
They helped out.
Kung Fu Chaos for the Xbox.
Nah,
that's it. Then.
I didn't play that. Yeah. All right then. All right. So, what else we got?
I got nothing else.
You got nothing else?
Nothing else.
All right. I don't think I have anything else either.
All right. Wrap this guy up then. Thank you guys as always for listening. You can check us out on Twitter. Dominic is at DinoMans. I'm at Regulus MB. The podcast is at SuperPod. SUPAPOD. SuperPod.com is the website that has all the links to the places you can find us, including those Twitters, and also iTunes links, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. If you enjoyed this podcast, please go over to iTunes and give us a nice little rating over there. Tell us how awesome it was. And with that, guys, we're out of here. See you next week.
All right, see you.